We have
Pedro.
Pedro Pascal, obviously.
King of the Daddy.
Okay, so welcome back to the Help When It's podcast.
Help me.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Rob.
And let's get nerdy. So, Rob, X-Men 97 came out this week. Well, last week.
My childhood is back.
And mine.
Gambit. Yay. Rogue. Attracted to a cartoon character.
Okay, so as soon as you brought it up, why'd they flatten her ass?
Because this is the 20th century. 21st century.
Yeah, but...
You can't be too sexual.
Why?
Because it's the 21st century.
Did you notice it when you were a kid?
Not as a kid, no, but now I do.
Do you think the kids that are watching it will notice?
If they listen to this, then yes.
If they listen to this, then...
Poor Storm.
Please double check this, because I do keep putting parental guidance as advised.
Yeah. Spell a warning. Poor Storm.
Yep. Looks like they're doing the life-death storyline from the comics.
Which one's Jean Grey?
If they follow comic logic, which I'm hoping they don't, because that'd be too obvious, it's the one that walked through the door. But I'm hoping they subvert that, because it's too obvious to fans then.
Yeah. I'm happy my Cajun's back.
The Raging Cajun?
Gambit is my favourite character. As I've said many times.
Yes. He got screwed over in the movies, but...
He did.
He's back.
Maybe one day I'll get a live-action version. A good one.
I felt so sorry for him, though. At the end of the last episode.
I did.
When he caught Rogue coming out of Magneto's office.
Yeah.
Like...
That was weird.
It's got comic book precedent.
Yeah.
They were married in the Age of Apocalypse timeline.
Oh, God, they were, weren't they?
There is a storyline that takes place just after Rogue absorbs Carol's powers. She goes to the Savage Land, you know, in the cartoons where the powers don't work.
Yes.
And she figures out Magneto, she can touch Magneto there. Yes. So.
That'd be cool.
I think they're going with this. I'm hoping they don't go too far into it, because while there is comic book precedent for it, people, come on, like, even in the 90s, he's 70 and she's in her early 20s, it's a bit...
Yeah. Rogue's another one I hope gets a good live action update.
Mm.
No offense to Anna Paquin, that's not her fault.
No.
It's the writer's fault.
They gave her Jubilee's role.
Yeah.
And decided that they were going to have her be Rogue, which made no sense.
Yeah, Rogue without Carol's powers is a bit... crap.
I understand why Fox couldn't do that.
Yeah, I understand.
But they could have given her...
They could have just gave him anyway.
As a secondary mutation.
But Neo.
And they could have also, you know, not had her be a teenager. It was... To be fair, the X-Men team was a little unbalanced in the original. Like, they weren't even that big of, much of a team. You had Scott, you had Jean, you had Storm.
And that
I think
was
that was about it.
Yeah.
Till Logan joined.
And then you had Colossal technically joining the second one for a little bit.
Mm.
Third one you had Beast and Kitty Pryde properly.
Yeah. And it's implied that like Beast and Angel were part of the original team but have moved on in that film. But you could have thrown in Rogue there and then had a 5-character ensemble and just not had Rogue be a kid.
But yeah, there's many ways they could do a live action.
Mm.
I kind of hope the rumours about Mr. Sinister is true.
Oh, Mr. Sinister.
I also hope they bring Jubilee in it properly.
Yeah.
She's not had a good go around. And I really hope they do the vampire thing, because that can then link to Blade.
Yeah.
Which I hear is still happening, which I hope so.
It's in developmental hell, but hopefully it does still go ahead.
The actor's great. He's right for the role. The Ebony Blade.
Yeah. I mean, I know Doctor Strange is slated for an up-and-coming Marvel return.
Yeah.
Hush, hush, though. So, Wonder what that could
he's
be.
He's definitely going to get a third film, though.
Oh, definitely. But they that set that up perfectly.
That film plus Blade can lead into Midnight Suns. He could go down a darker route.
Yeah, they said they wanted to do, I think it's Marvel's Black Label, I think they were calling it, or something like that, where they were going to throw things like Deadpool 3, Blade, and hopefully Midnight Suns, second season of Moon Knight, all that stuff.
I also hope they do a Hellstorm series or movie.
Yeah, you mentioned...
I think I like him because he's very similar to Constantine in DC.
Yeah, very similar, just...
He's the son of the devil.
Slight differences. They did that series, but it started out okay, wasn't very faithful in the end. From what I've heard, I'm not a Hellstrom fan, but...
Yeah, it wasn't at the end. Once again, no fault to the actors. It was more just squicked on what they could do at the time.
It's like The Gifted. I love The Gifted.
I like the first season.
But...
That I find funny because Anna Paquin's husband's in it.
Well, the thing with The Gifted, season one was a really good series. Season two was okay. But they kind of lost me a little bit when they started doing things like not explaining what happened. Like, they kept calling it M-Day and this thing happened on M-Day and that's why mutants are outlawed and stuff like that. Yeah. And they kept alluding to it, but they never told you what it was.
They needed to have an episode or two which was like a flashback.
To M-Day.
Yeah. Or repeatedly flashbacks from the characters who were there.
Yeah. Because we got a little bit of that in season one, but they never fleshed it out in season two, and I think that was a mistake.
I'm looking forward to a possibly X-Men in the MCU. Yeah.
I think they're going to use the Fox X-Men, X-Men 97, and maybe like the X-Men from the other universe that we know must have had X-Men because Charles was on the Illuminati.
Yeah.
To backdoor it so that after Secret Wars, the mutants have always been there.
Yes. Could just have it that they came about because of the snap.
You could, but at the same time, it would make more sense if they were always there. It's just they've been in the background. Or you could even have it that S.H.I.E.L.D. covered it up, and once Romanoff leaked all their files, the government became aware of these superhumans.
Which would work, because you could have Hawkeye Season 2 with Barton hunting down a mutant. That's how you could introduce somebody like Gambit.
Yeah. And the Thieves Guild and the Assassin's Guild and that stuff. And, you know...
You could even have it up where... Lead that into a different series. So you have Gambit in, like, Hawkeye hunting down...
Yeah, because wasn't the Assassin's Guild in Echo?
Yes.
So they've already made connections there.
So then you could lead it down a line of... The agencies like Barton and the rest of the S.H.I.E.L.D. lot hunting him down because they fear an impending war coming off. And then you could lead it into an Avenger versus X-Men movie.
Something like that.
Where you have to pick a side.
And I know some people have got like some weird things of how they're going to still keep Magneto, Holocaust survivor when he'd be old, mutations. And I know that technically Magneto doesn't have a... slowed down aging a mutation.
You could factor it in with his metal thing.
You can add it. You can just add it. Like, it's not the first time things have been added to the canon from a movie and then added to the show. Or comic books. For example, Laura Kinney, X-23, didn't exist until she was in X-Men Evolutions.
Yeah,
Harley Quinn's the most famous version of that.
Yes. She was an add-on from a TV show.
Yeah, she was in Batman the Animated Series. The comic book creators looked at that, went, that character's cool and popular. Okay, we're copying her over.
That leads into something I heard recently. Margot Robbie played a Barbie, and now apparently she's head producer on a Sims movie.
Weird, but cool.
Possible.
But yeah, I think there are a lot of stuff that could...
I'd like his daughter from Gifted to turn up as well. I can never pronounce her name. Green-haired girl.
Oh, you mean... Lauren... Polaris.
Yeah.
There we go. Sorry, I couldn't remember her alias there.
Because you've already got Had Quicksilver in there. You've got Scarlet Witch, which I don't believe is dead at all.
No, not a chance. Even if this version of her is, she already learned how to dreamwalk. Yeah. So
it'd be interesting to see if they bring her into it.
Mm. I don't know if they're going to stick with the comic book logic of that Magneto is not their father. You know, when they changed that, when they came out in the MCU.
They could easily retcon that, though.
They could. In the comics, I think, as it stands, he's not their biological father, but he thought he was their father for so long that he just takes them on as his children anyway.
He could have it that he didn't actually die in the bombings.
Mm.
He thought his kids were dead. He was in a coma or something, and when he woke up, he started with his Magneto ways.
You could even have it that, like, they were raised by people that they thought were their parents. Yeah. But weren't.
Yeah, he was just they were just a family friend.
And yes. Magneto could quite easily have been in a S.H.I.E.L.D. detention center. He could have been in the raft.
Yeah.
Like, there's loads of things that could have happened before we catch up. End of the day, Captain America ends in 1945, and the next time we see the MCU in the timeline is in the 1980s.
Yeah.
There is a massive gap.
Where he could be doing something.
Where Magneto could have showed up. You could even have, because of Captain America, you can have Magneto have been one of the people that got liberated by Captain America. You know, thinking, oh, this guy's a superhuman. Maybe we'll be accepted. And then immediately finding out, nope. And then you've got things like Wolverine. People have asked for years, how can we incorporate Wolverine? Because he's worked with Captain America before and we didn't see him. Well, that's quite easy. If you watch X-Men the Animated Series, which is what got us on this tangent, they did an episode called Old Soldiers.
Yeah.
Where there's a one-off episode between with Wolverine and Captain America. They work on one mission together and they get betrayed by someone. Captain America thinks that the mission was a success because they stopped Hydra from launching an attack. Wolverine thinks it was a failure because they didn't get the objective.
Yeah.
And they go their separate ways because that's Wolverine's personality. So.
Talking about Captain America, before we go into the Fantastic Four hole, have you seen the trailer for the game, Captain America and Black Panther?
No.
It's called 1943.
Ooh.
Hydra something. It's going to be, I think it's Black Panther's dad and Captain America.
T'Chaka. T'Challa.
I believe he's being voiced by a guy who played Ezekiel in The Walking Dead.
Mm.
For what I've seen of it, it looks good. You should watch it.
Yeah, I'll watch the trailer.
It's better than the Avenger game.
I don't think it was that bad, but I don't think it was that good either. So,
Fantastic Four has been cast.
Yes. We have
Pedro
Pascal, obviously.
King of the Daddy. I like him. For me, he doesn't... I don't picture Smartest Man Alive.
No.
I picture more him as Wolverine.
Yeah, but you've said that to me before. I think that he fits the Wolverine vibe, but I also think that we'll be pleasantly surprised.
Probably. I think it's more I'm used to him as the Mandalorian and...
I think there's a rumour that they're going to already have their children.
Yes.
Which...
That'd be cool.
Would be cool, especially seeing as anyone that's read the comics will know how powerful Franklin actually is.
Yeah.
And how smart Valeria is.
We have got Vanessa Kirby as Sue. I know her mostly from Fast and Furious, Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah. I need to watch that.
She plays Shaw's sister.
It seemed a bit weird, because obviously I know the Fast and Furious franchise is a car thing, and then that seemed like a spy thing.
It is more of a spy thing, because it's Hobbs and Shaw.
That's why I never really watched it, but I will give it a go, because you've recommended it a few times now.
I believe she's one of the kind of villainy characters in Mission Impossible films. Then you've got Joseph Quinn.
Yes.
who, as Stranger fans will know, he's Eddie.
I'm looking forward to that. He can definitely pull off the cocky.
He can pull off the cockiness. I'm intrigued. He's definitely right for the role. And as I believe he's already joked, if he doesn't do well, he's probably going to get another MCU role.
Mm.
Looking at his dude, Johnny Storm, predecessors.
Yes.
In Captain America and Killmonger.
They've both been Johnny Storm in wildly different interpretations. I enjoy the Chris Evans version of the Fantastic Four. While it's not spot on, it's still campy and fun. I don't like... Job. He did. He did a great job in his
role. I don't like the movie, but he was one of the
highlights. Oh, all the actors did a great job as their characters for what they were given. I just think Fanforstic, as it's collectively known because of the way they chose to spell it, was not a great version of Fantastic Four. The way they did Doctor Doom was really lazy and weird. Yes.
I think most of his part was cut out.
Mm.
Which is kind of sad, because that actor can do a villain well.
And the fact that Reed... I mean, for me, they got the one thing that I think Reed needs to be more... They got the douchiness of Reed leaving everybody in that detention centre when he got free.
Like, on that movie, and the next one,
Ebon,
I believe his name is pronounced, is going to play Finn.
Mm.
He is announced on a talk show while talking about his series The Bear, which is a cooking show of some kind. It's really good. You should watch that one as well.
Yeah.
He thinks he's going to be CGI.
Mm.
I don't mind it. But please do not repeat what that movie did and put a pair of pants on the thing. Yes, he's made of rock, but it doesn't mean I want to see Rocky behind.
No, or Rocky Smooth Ken doll bound.
Yeah.
Which... I'm sorry, but if Ben Grimm had Ken doll mode, I don't think his girlfriend would stick around that long in the comics.
The big question is Doctor Doom.
Mm.
There's one man I want for the role.
Go on.
Cillian Murphy.
Cillian Murphy, yeah.
Cillian Murphy, I apologise. I'm terrible with names.
Yeah, I know.
I want my Tommy Shelby, a.k.a. Scarecrow.
I can see that. A.k.a.
Oppenheimer.
I can see him as Doctor Doom, especially with the ages that they've gone with for the Fantastic Four.
Another one that keeps being rumoured is Henry Cavill.
I can't see that.
I can't, but there's a rumour that he signed on for Marvel, and it is a Thor equivalent role.
Mm.
Which
I see, like I said last week, I see Sentry. I see.
Yeah, but I think we see Sentry because of Man of Steel.
Yeah, but I'm just saying those character-like beings. Sentry. There's other cosmic entities out there.
To be honest, I think he'd made a good Hercules.
He would have made a good Hercules, but
Brett, whatever his name is.
But he's already been cast. There are other gods out there that he could be. He could even be playing Thor's brother, for all we know.
Balder would be good.
Balder's not made an appearance at all, so...
One of my other favourite characters, Beta Ray Bill.
Beta Ray Bill? That would be Thor equivalent.
Yeah, and it would also be a bit of a letdown. And he does have a beautiful face.
That's why I can't see him as Doctor Doom.
Yeah.
The whole storyline for Doctor Doom is that he's disfigured. That's why he wears the mask. No offence...
Are you trying to say Killian doesn't have a nice face?
No, I'm not. But what I'm trying to say is... that if you've got the looks of Henry Cavill on your staff, you're going to want to show that off. I'm not saying that Killian's not a good-looking dude, but at the same time, is he on the level of every man wants to be him, every girl wants to sleep with him, Henry Cavill?
Yeah, true. Talking about Henry Cavill, obviously he was rumoured about James Bond.
Mm.
I think it's now even clarified that Aaron Taylor-Johnson has been cast as James Bond.
Mm.
I don't know if you're a James Bond fan. I am, mainly because my father.
On and off.
I can see him as James Bond with the beard. Without the beard, he doesn't look very James Bondy to me. I think he'll keep the beard, which is slightly annoying.
Mm. I don't particularly... Like, I'm on and off with James Bond. I like Casino Royale, and I like Spectre.
Yeah, Spectre was good.
good.
I don't like Quantum of Solace or it, and I've watched some of the Roger Moore stuff, but
I like Skyfall. That's one of my favorites.
To be honest, I know it was only a parody of it, but the main spy films that I like was Austin Powers or Johnny English.
Yeah.
I also
people are
like,
still calling for a fourth Austin Powers movie.
I also really like Argyle, which had Henry Cavill in it.
That was really good.
It was weird. I'm going to have to watch it again and again and again to see if I can spot any more loopholes, because there were so many twists, so many turns. You were like,
and how they're going to link it to Kingsman is another thing.
Because
apparently it's in the same universe as Kingsman.
Yes, there's a, I think it's a post-credit scene where there's a kid walking into the Kingsman pub.
Yeah.
Yeah. And stuff like that. So I think it would be really good to see how they connect it. I also want to know how the heck she was picturing Henry Cavill as Argyle when Henry Cavill shows up at the end of the movie and says, I bet you have a couple of questions for me.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe she'd seen him before.
There's a theory that me and my sister were talking about that Henry Cavill's character is from Kingsman and Argyle, with no spoiler, had worked
with him
before, and that's how they're going to tie it to Kingsman. Like, there's a theory that the post-credit scene, the kid walking into the pub,
is Henry
when he was a kid, and his last name was Argyle.
Yeah.
That kid. So he was the real Argyle.
Yeah.
So that's why she got all confused in her memory state. Spoiler alert. The main character turns out to be Argyle.
Okay, back to Marvel. Cancellations.
Yeah.
Eternal 2, I don't agree with.
No.
They're wimping out.
They are wimping out.
Wonder Man, apparently, is still happening. With the guy who played...
Would it be a dad joke to say, I wonder why?
Yeah, probably.
Because, no offence to Wonder Man, but if you were going to do that, you should have really done it before you did Vision.
True.
Because, for non-comic fans, Wonder Man is the guy Wanda falls in love with to begin with.
Yeah, and gets put into...
And then when he dies, his brainwaves are used to create the Vision.
See, one of my other favourite characters you could still use, I like the original Human Torch. Which, some of his... Because he's an android, if viewers don't know. But some of his parts are used for Vision. But you could flip that out and say, when they remade Human Torch, they've used some of the broken Vision parts.
Yeah. Well, we see
Wonder Man,
the Human Torch android in Captain America First Avenger.
Yeah.
He's at that fair.
Yeah, you can see him.
He's in a tube, but we don't really see what happens with that.
You could just say that was just a broken shell.
And a prototype.
Yeah.
And the Vision technology allowed it to function.
Yeah.
Or you could even tie it into Armor Wars, because that seems to still be happening. Someone stole that technology because it was Stark Tech, and they've combined it with Iron Man technology, and boom, created the Human Torch.
Armor Wars is intriguing to me because obviously after Secret Invasion, we know
the James that we've been following isn't the roadie.
No, what I've heard, he's been a Skrull since the accident in Civil War.
It would make sense.
Which means in Armor Wars, part of the storyline is him getting over the fact his best mate is dead.
Yeah. It also makes sense why in Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Rhodey told Sam to step down.
Yes, it would.
Because there's
that does
no
make more
way
sense now.
In hell original Rhodey would have said that, I don't think. Like, it's not like Sam was like Tony, who had no experience whatsoever. Sam has been an Avenger. He was in the military. You know, he has way more experience than Iron Man did when he started out. And Rhodey helped Tony out.
You could have him also be teaching the Ironheart girl. So I assume this is going to happen after the Ironheart series.
If that still takes place. Which...
What I've heard, yes, because they've made it. And they're not going to do a DC and can it after they've made it.
Batgirl.
Yeah, Batgirl.
But yeah, I hope they improve the CGI on her suit, because it looked very Power Ranger-y.
Yes. I'd like Downey to do voice work, because in the comic, her AI is Tony Stark.
Yeah.
I don't know if he will.
They could quite easily change it so that her AI is Rhodey, or, you know, could make it so it's someone else.
So I'd have it him. The other part is somebody stole after his Tony's death, somebody stolen some of the Stark tech, which I hear is probably going to be Hammer.
Well, it would make sense.
Which would be nice seeing Sam Rockwell again.
I'd like to see him actually build the titanium armor.
What, Sam or Cody?
The Justin Hammer.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if anybody's seen the Adventures of Iron Man TV series, where Tony's a teenager.
But it's been a while.
And he fights the Mandarin, the proper Mandarin, not MCU Mandarin, and stuff like that. But in that, when Hammer gets plans for it, Obadiah builds the Ironmonger, which we saw in Iron Man 1. And
which is funny, it's when we'd be in Ironheart.
And Hammer builds the titanium armor.
Yes.
Which, we got the drones, but he was originally trying to build a suit of armour.
Which you could have him do start to do again.
Yeah. And you could have just have it be like a black Iron Man suit with green lights. As well.
You've got Rhodey getting over his best mate's death, helping out an Ubi, and trying to get tech back from an old enemy. Plus, you could even probably throw in Tony's daughter.
Yeah. And then what you do is you tie it all up by having a fight between by Titanium Man.
Because you could change Iron Heart to Iron Girl. Not Iron Heart. Iron Lad to Iron Girl.
Mm.
And have it be his daughter.
Or she could take up the moniker that should have gone to Pepper, but she was never actually named. Rescue. Which I like that character name.
Yeah. We've talked about Moon Knight. Oh, no, there's another one.
I was going to bring up Invincible as well. Obviously, that's back.
Yeah, Invincible's back.
Please, I know you're probably not watching, but please, creators of Invincible, just break them up. Mark and Amber.
Why?
Because I know you're behind, but they're getting to that point. It happens in the comics anyway. And they're getting to that point in the show, but they're dragging it out.
I always thought he'd end up with Eve.
He does in the comics.
I thought so.
So in the comics, spoiler alert, guys, Amber and Mark break up. Still friends. They break up, though. And he ends up going out with Eve, with Amber's blessing. It was actually kind of her idea. And they get married. Eve finds out that her powers make her basically immortal. So Mark will never actually really have to live without her. They have children that inherit bits of her power and bits of his, which
that's kinda cool.
Makes them very powerful. And you know,
but yeah, the last one
Mark ends up ruling the Viltrum Empire for centuries.
Oh, nice. The one I'm up to at the minute is I've just watched the one where Dad's back and you find out he's got a brother.
Oh yeah. I'm into the second episode of the second half.
Yeah.
So I've seen him come back to Earth, him deal with Amber and his mum, him deal with Cecil, some shit that goes down, don't want to spoil for people or yourself. And then now they're dragging out this Amber and Mark, will they, won't they break up thing. I'm hoping that when I watch the episode that just released today, later on, that they definitively say that they broke up.
Yeah.
But at the time of recording, the last episode I saw was the Will They, Won't They thing. So,
coming off of comics, Doctor Who's starting soon.
Yes.
A couple of months away.
Can't wait for that.
Looking forward to it. Shooty is going to do a great job.
Oh, he's going to do a fantastic job. I think we said this in the episode that wasn't good enough to release because of technical issues.
Yes.
But she's not going to be in season one, guys. I think everybody panicked when the news dropped.
I know.
That Millie was...
Ruby Rose is in season one.
Leaving.
And I believe 3 episodes of season two.
Yeah. When it was announced, everybody online seemed to panic, thinking, well, what are we going to do? How are they dropping the companion straight away? That's not what's happening.
No.
They run her arc through season one, and she's in for, like Rob said, I think it's at least three.
I think three, I've heard.
Of the second season, and then... We're getting introduced to a new companion, which...
People think Millie's going to be a Time Lord.
Please don't do that again. You kind of did that with, River.
No, I mean a proper Time Lord.
Yeah, I know. I don't want them to do that. I wouldn't mind if Mrs. Flood turned out to be, like, an incarnation of the Master, or if Rani.
I'd rather the Rani. I don't want another... Oh, my God, she's the Master.
I don't want that either, but it all depends on whether they can use the Rani. It'd
be more interesting if Millie ended up being the Master.
Mm.
That would be more interesting.
I just think that, like, if they've got the rights to do it, then they should make Mrs. Flood the Rani.
Yes.
Or some sort of entity, because if you watch at the beginning of the Christmas special, she knows nothing about the TARDIS. Like, she's like, why have you put this here? Why have you put that there and all that stuff? And then at the end of it, when she runs in, she turns to the camera and goes, what, you never seen a TARDIS before? Like, I know that they made it so... They probably made it look like she didn't know what it was at the beginning just to subvert for that. She could
be an older version of Ruby Sunday.
She could.
Hence why she didn't know at the beginning, but she does at the end.
Yeah, I mean, timelines did change throughout that episode, so... Could be. I also think... This is my personal theory. I think the person that dropped Millie off...
Is Millie. Yeah, my other half thinks that as well. She's determined. I, to be honest, also believe it. It is the most obvious route to go behind it.
But then again, this is Doctor Who, and they don't tend to go with the most obvious...
There's a very good chance that was the original idea and they've changed their mind halfway through. Because this is Russell.
Also, people were asking why Shooty didn't follow the woman. Why would he?
Yeah, why?
That's my opinion. Like, he knows that she ends up with a good family.
Yeah.
He knows all this stuff. Just because there's a hooded person. Yeah, he stops and looks at her for a second. You can think of it like the Doctor is... making up his mind, does he go and talk to her? Or does he let time play out the way it should? And he chooses to let time play out the way it should.
You never know, they could put a scene in later where she turned around and he saw her. And saw the fact it was Ruby.
Mm. She could... Or, you know, they could do another obvious thing and have it to be that he could just sense that it's a fixed point.
Yeah.
They've got to come back to it at some point because when they did the DNA profile with Claudia Winkleman...
Yeah, nobody.
Claudia,
Davina.
Davina, yeah, sorry.
I know we're also going to get Mini Rose back for an episode.
Mini Rose.
And I've heard rumours about David doing a cameo or two.
Mm. Hopefully... Not too much.
No.
I don't want it to overshadow Shooty. I feel like he got a little bit shafted on his regeneration.
Yeah, but it was also a goodbye.
Yeah, I get what they were doing. I enjoyed what they decided to go with. I just think that...
It was a bit shafted.
Compared to previous regenerations where it's all about them, the new guy, he got a bit shafted because David didn't... You know, David got his goodbye and all that stuff. Sweet for David fans. I'm a massive David fan. David's my doctor. But...
Dave's probably my... Him and Sylvester.
But...
Saying that, I don't hate Jodie.
Oh, I don't.
I think that's more because she's Yorkshire. Okay. And if I was the doctor, I'd have said the same last line. Tag your wit. That's my kind of line, I'd say.
I think... The thing is, for me, there's nothing wrong with Jodie's version of the doctor. What there is something wrong with was Chibnall's writing. But you can't blame an actress or the character for the writing of the director, the producers, oh, yeah, and God stuff no. like that. if we did, CW shows would be cancelled straight away. Oh, because they get carried by their actors. A lot of the time.
What about DC next week?
Yeah. Oh, one thing that we didn't get to mention because of the damage to the previous episodes.
Avatar Season 2 and 3?
Avatar Season 2 and 3 before we sign off.
Excited.
We are really happy about it.
I am happy.
I can't wait for Toph. For me, it's very telling that Gordon is looking forward to Toph. He mentioned it in an interview.
I'm looking forward to Toph. Toph's my favourite character.
I know, but like, he's looking forward to it specifically because then there'll be someone his age on set.
Yes, true.
So,
I've heard they're going to take away the blindness, though. I don't think they should.
I feel like that was a rumour circulated by a dummy account.
Yeah, I hope so.
I think that was disproven because there was a dummy account on Twitter going around saying, producers say Toph will not be blind.
Same dummy account who keeps saying the fire females being sacked.
Yeah.
I don't think she did a bad job. People keep saying she was terrible.
What, Azula?
Yeah.
She wasn't terrible. She was an average teenage girl in a shitty scenario. We saw her a bit too early, so she wasn't as badass as when we first meet her. But you're not telling me that when she shows up in season two, she's not going to come across as badass. She conquered Omashu. She conquered Omashu. Zuko and that struggled to get in.
Yeah.
And she conquered it.
They're definitely going to play on the fact brother versus sister.
Oh, definitely. They're setting up the final Agni Kai before we even get there, which I can't wait for.
I do want
I think
Aang to know a little bit of water bending when he comes in.
Yeah. But I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
So, this is Ethan.
Bob.
Signing off.